New claims that they weren't prepared. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. A local Texas lawmaker says the commander of the school shooting in Uvalde was not able to communicate while on the scene.
Texas State Senator Roland Gutierrez told the Associated Press that Texas Department of Public Safety officials informed him the school district police chief Pete Arredondo was handling the massacre without a radio. It is not clear how he was communicating with other officers. As we know, as many as 19 officers were inside the school for nearly an hour before Border Patrol came in and killed the shooter. We also know that children who were in the room were calling 911 at the time asking to be rescued. It isn't clear if the chief ever heard those calls. The head of Texas DPS has said Arredondo believed the active shooter situation had turned into a barricade and that that was the wrong call. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A doctor and two nurses have been stabbed in Encino Hospital Medical Center in Southern California. Authorities say the suspect remains at large. Former Trump aide Peter Navarro in court today after being indicted on contempt charges for failing to comply with a subpoena from the House January 6th committee. After he was in court, Navarro complained to reporters about him being arrested at the airport.
That's punitive. What they did to me today violated the Constitution.
This is the Justice Department has declined to charge former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and former aide Dan Scavino. The two also defied subpoenas from the committee. That's according to a letter from the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia to the House General Counsel. Former hedge fund CEO David McCormick has conceded the Republican Senate primary in Pennsylvania to Dr. Mehmet Oz, acknowledging an ongoing statewide recount won't give him the votes he needs to make up the deficit. Before the recount, Oz led McCormick by 972 votes out of more than a million ballots cast. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox. News.
Celebrations continue in London for Queen Elizabeth II, celebrating 70 years on the throne with a service this morning at a historic St. Paul's Cathedral.
Filling in at the St. Paul's service for the resting queen, who was reportedly watching on TV at Windsor Castle, her heirs, the son, Prince Charles, grandson, Prince William. Still, it was noted by one speaker today, keeping in mind the queen's love of horses, she is still in the saddle. And back in the public eye, also attending the service, Prince Harry and Meghan, their first joint royal appearance in the UK since they took off for the US 2 years ago. It's been reported they got some cheers from the public outside St. Paul's. Cheers and cheers. Inside the cathedral, it was carefully stage managed anyway. William and Kate in the front row on one side, Harry and Meghan in the second row on the other side.
Fox's Greg Palcon in London. Puerto Rico's water and sewer company is hit by a federal lawsuit demanding that it provide services to thousands of residents who lack drinking water on a daily basis.
The class action lawsuit was filed by the mayor of the northern town of Morovis. Mayor Carmen Maldonado asked a judge to issue an injunction to force Puerto Rico's Aqueducts and Sewer Authority to provide immediate service to 1,600 residents and give $1,000 for every day spent without water as compensation, arguing the lack of water has caused more than $55 billion in damages. Maldonado says water service interruptions have been an ongoing issue in the town, but were made worse by Hurricane Maria in 2017, which wrecked the island's electrical grid. Officials say if power generators don't work, they can't pump water. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
NOAA says the amount of heat trapping carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has shot past a key milestone, more than 50% higher than pre-industrial times, and is at levels not seen since millions of years ago. Levels of the gas continue to rise when they need to be falling. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.